Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. Well, we're doubly blessed today. My guests are Grisel Julie Dosal, the bass player and lead co-lead vocalist of the rock group Vespers 9, and lead vocalist John Simon. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Simon. Good to be here.
Okay, I don't know which one of you wants to start, but I'd like to find out a little bit about yourselves and the band. So, I'll pick on you, Grisel, because you have such an unusual name.
Okay. Well, the band formed in this group, you know, this particular group, right around 2012. We formed here. John here is my older brother. He's a great singer. We got together with him. George Dosal on drums. And Jesse Rivas, who we played with in the past, he's a rhythm guitar. We got together with the lead guitarist, whose name is James Martinez. Once we heard him, he's a great player, and we decided that it was a very good mix of musicianship and influences. And we got together with the intention of just doing this for the love of it. We really enjoyed it very much, and that's how we kind of formed Vespers 9.
And John, a little bit about yourself. You're the older brother, so you're protecting Grisel.
Yes, I am. Well, I've been in the music business for quite a while, mainly as a drummer and a background vocalist. Played for a lot of years in several bands. Moved to California, actually, with a band called Valentino back in the 80s. We gave it a shot out there, and it was a great experience. Coming back to Florida, this situation popped up, and it's a great situation to be in a band with family, with friends, and writing great music.
Now, I have an inquiring mind. It's just my natural idea. And the name of the band intrigues me. Now, Vespers has two common definitions in my simple mind. It's an early evening religious service practiced in the Catholic Church, or it's an Italian motor scooter. So, why did you select Vespers, and am I missing a definition?
No, you're pretty close, but we could rule out the Vespa scooter. I can assure you that it's not based on that, although we do get that once in a while. Vespers 9 is, in fact, a call to prayer in the Christian world. But we got the name by way of just coming across. We were, Jesse, the guitar player, and I were on the phone one evening trying to decide on a name. And he had been reading Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which is an old English poem by Coleridge. And there is a line in there that reads Vespers 9 and so on concerning an albatross that would fly to an ailing ship, basically, in the ocean for 9 straight nights, it would land on the mast of the ship. And this represented hope and devotion to this ailing ship and its ailing sailors. And we liked the connotation, we liked the meaning of hope and devotion. And we thought it was an unusual name, and we kind of took that particular line or those two words from that particular stanza of the poem and used that as a name. We thought it fit us very well. we tend to write on a positive note. We try to stay positive, and as I said earlier, we do this for the love of it, and we thought it just fit very well. So, yeah.
That's perfect. That's one of the best stories I've heard in ages. I remember talking to Rick Wakeman about how the band Yes came about. It was basically a bunch of them going, we need to come up with a name. And one of them said, Yes.
And,
wow, that was easy. That was a lot easier than how we went about it.
Right.
They had the right frame of mind.
Right. And they argued for quite a while. They were in a pub. But finally they just said, oh, this is stupid. We'll just call ourselves Yes.
It worked. Yeah. They're a great band, and I say Yes to them for sure. They're an excellent group.
Okay. Enough of this. Why don't we actually play a track from your new album? I believe it's the debut album.
Yes.
True Story. How do you fancy Forever Yours?
How do we what?
Would you have any objections to me playing Forever Yours?
No, absolutely not. We're very proud of this song. This is kind of our single off of the album, if you will. Very proud of it. Love the song, and I hope all of your listeners will love it as well.
We also did
okay.
A video.
Yes, there is a video, too, a conceptual video associated with this song. It's very good. You can see that on at our website, vespers9.com.
All right. Here it is. It's a great song. It in my mind, it is the classic 1980s rock ballad. And John, you're the elder of the pair. So tell us a little bit about it.
About the song?
Yeah.
This song, Simon, it kind of wrote itself. We just started throwing ideas around one day in our rehearsal studio, and James, the guitar player, came up with a little riff. Griselle actually came up with the melodic undertones of the verse itself, and immediately I heard a melody, and I mean, before you know it, we had the song written. It was just a matter of putting together the details, you know, coming up with the lyrics, and it was amazing how it happened. I mean, it was really amazing.
Okay, now I could draw some conclusions, but I'd prefer to hear it from you. What are your musical influences?
My musical influences?
Yeah.
I've always liked Foreigner, Van Halen, Journey, The Beatles. Those are the main influences that I grew up with. I've always liked bands with strong vocals and great guitar.
Griselle, I was watching a couple of videos before we went on air. You're obviously far too young to have been involved in the 1980s.
I was all up in the 1980s there, Simon. My influences were very similar to my brother John here. I also loved melodic rock, loved Heart and Journey as well. Grew up listening to a lot of Van Halen, Aerosmith, you name it. I loved all of that stuff, grew up with all of it. In fact, Yes was one of my influences. I love them, Zeppelin and the Beatles. So I would mirror some of what John just said in the fact that I loved the 80s. The 80s, early 90s had some great rock music, even late 70s. So, yeah, I'm proud to say that I'm from that era.
And I was just trying to be polite.
I know you were.
So I understand that the big rollout of the CD is going to be on September the 27th, I think.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing that evening?
We're going to be throwing a little concert, having a little fun. We have Great White, another band from the 80s, coming out that night and opening the show for us. We're thrilled to have them come out. And also a guest player who we're super thrilled to have.
Yeah, Phil Kenzie. He played with, as I said, the Beatles. He played with Paul McCartney, John Lennon, the Eagles, Rod Stewart, you name it. This guy is an amazing player, and we are very honored to have him come on stage with us. He will be playing along with one of our own original songs called Alone With You. And we will also be playing with him a Beatles song. Yeah. So we're very happy. It's going to be a big event. We're looking forward to it, and we hope everyone will come out. Join us. We're going to have a meet and greet afterwards with all of the groups, all the artists that will be there, and we look forward to it.
And we're also combining it with the Beacle Foundation, so all the proceeds of the concert will go to the Beacle Foundation. Anybody that's interested in that, check it out. It's a great, great cause.
Yes, it is.
And look it up. see for yourself. And
yeah, for anyone who's interested in sponsorship inquiries or whatnot, please, it's a great cause. The Be Cool Foundation helps a lot of kids all over the world that are in need.
Be Cool, B-I-C-O-L.
That's right, B-I-C-O-L Clinic Foundation. Very proud to be associated with that.
Okay, I'm looking at my switchboard, and it's lit up. I'm not quite sure why, because generally interviews tend to be one-on-one affairs. So let's do this. Why don't we play another track from the album? This one's titled Mystery, and I'll try and solve the mystery of what's happening on my switchboard.
Okay, sounds good, Simon.
Okay. So this is Mystery. Solved one of the mysteries. We have a young lady by the name of Carrie on the line. And Carrie, welcome. Welcome to the program. Would you like to ask a question of our guests?
Sure. First thing, I love the song that you played. Where can you actually buy the CD?
The CD is available everywhere. You can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon, Amazon.com. you can go to our website, or you could contact our management, Seaside Management, or Seaside Music Management. And, you can download
great.
It or purchase the CD just about everywhere it's distributed nowadays.
Oh, thank you. And then I'm sorry, since I was on hold, I didn't hear anything. Like, where can you buy the tickets? You said you're having, like, some sort of event coming up?
Yeah, again, the event is going to be held at the Crest Theater in Delray Beach. It's a beautiful theater in Florida, and you could purchase the tickets there. Or, again, go to our website to purchase them, or seasidemusicmanagement.com and purchase them there. It's very easy to get them through online. The easiest way is usually online.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. You guys rock.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay, now you've officially heard it. You guys rock.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. And she stole some of my thunder. I was going to move into some shameless commercialization. It is the CD available on Amazon?
I believe so, yeah. You can check Amazon.com or Amazon Music, or people that purchase their music there. We're available on iTunes. And you can also purchase the album through CD Baby, which distributes us as well. So, there are many, many different places that the album can be purchased.
And I know this, that there is not a band on the planet that doesn't have a website. Exactly what is your website?
Yes, our website is vespers9.com, and that's all one word, vespernine.com. You can go to that. We have an existing website now, and we are also revamping that. We will have a brand new one up soon, but that one is working, and that's the best way to see our video and listen to our music. Learn more about us.
Well, one of the things I like to do before I talk to a band is do my research. that way you don't step in the doo-doo too badly.
Yeah.
Now, there's five of you, as I recall. The videos that are on your website basically show a drummer and the four others.
Yes.
But I did some other digging. I know that generally you like to play original material, but on occasions you do covers, and there was one I found of Paul McCartney and Wings, and there was actually someone on the keyboards, and keyboards don't seem to be a regular feature. Would you care to explain?
Sure. We started out playing covers just for fun, kind of greasing the wheels for our originals. We'd go out and play a little bit. And you're right, we used to do a song by Paul McCartney, Maybe You're Amazed. I'm a very big Paul McCartney fan, and I did sing lead on that. And the keyboard player that you were seeing at the time was just a friend of ours who was sitting in to play just for the cover material. But we felt as a five-piece group that we are now, we didn't really need the keyboards. We decided to go more guitar-oriented, and that's how we felt most comfortable for our original music, and it's worked out very well for us.
John, I'm going to ask you, because you're the older fellow.
You keep calling me old.
And you're very right, Simon.
have you considered including keyboards as a, you know, a regular part of the band?
Have we considered it?
Yeah.
We consider anything. I mean, you never know in the future if we do write songs that will incorporate keyboards. It's always an open door, you know.
Now, I already know the, well, kind of sort of answer to this next question, but it's a question I love to ask bands. You know, do you prefer the studio where you can fiddle till the cows come home, or do you prefer the stage? Now, what's your preference, John?
I love the studio, and I love the stage. I can't tell you if I have a favorite or not. I just love both. I love performing, and I love recording. I can't give you a yes or a no on that one.
No, you win.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would agree. I think both outlets are so exciting. I mean, when the creativity flows in the studio, this particular album was produced by a renowned producer named Hal Batt out of North Miami, After Hours Studio. He did a wonderful job, and to be in the studio is such a creative outlet to really hone and polish your music. But then the live stage is the ultimate, you know, it's to get up there and be able to perform it and have people listen and like it is a whole different ball game. And it's a really, I think, what we all look forward to the most is to get our music out there, play it live, and feel the audience's response. So I'd say I'd agree with Johnny. We both feel the same way. I bet everyone in the group feels the same way, that they're both equal in the same almost.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an adrenaline rush with stage, and
definitely,
whatever happens cannot be undone. So it stands warts and all.
That's
excuse
true.
Me.
That's true. Yes.
So obviously you have a gig coming up on the 27th. What are your future plans? Do you have a tour planned or something like that?
Yeah, we have whatever comes after that CD release on Saturday the 27th that we're prepared for. We are open to all types of opportunities. We will say no to no good opportunity. And we're looking forward to what comes after that. We have been so focused on releasing the album and getting this event off the ground that we haven't even thought past that, but we are very excited to either join a tour or really any opportunities after that we're up for.
And we've already started working on our next album.
That's right. We've got new music in the works as we speak, and which we will debut perhaps one of them at the show, one of the songs. So we're looking forward to future recordings in the studio as well. And, yeah, we have a lot on our plate, and we're very excited.
Do you find it's a difficult job to transition from the studio to the stage? You know, because the studio allows you to fiddle. Yeah, the stage gives you one shot.
Not at all. I believe, in my mind, we are a live band.
Yeah.
Taking what you hear in the studio and putting it on stage, for my ears, it's effortless. I mean, what you hear is what you get.
That's right.
Live.
We transition very well. We sound like we do on the album. We like to say, not to toot our own horns, but we're well rehearsed and well prepared. And to us, it's wonderful to go out there and play it. And you're right. It is one shot, but it's a shot that you work for. So if you're well prepared, it goes very well, and we love it.
Yeah.
We are a live band. Okay. We're not just a studio band. We are a live band.
Okay. I'm looking at my switchboard again. Do you guys fancy taking the ultimate crapshoot and answering some questions?
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on.
Okay. We have a caller from the 352 area code. Hello, what's your name and what's your question for us? Oh. Silence. Okay. Let's move on. Let's try area code 727. Hello, call. Oh, they got scared. I guess they didn't really want to play with the big boys.
Oh, we don't bite. We don't bite.
Those are easy questions.
Those were really easy questions. You could take those all day.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock, and I'd like to pose a question to you. What would you really, really like to do next? You know, you found your genre. Are you gonna stay there, or are you going to move into other areas?
To answer your question, quite frankly, what I would like to do next, I'd like to sell 10 million records.
Right.
Or more. I'd like to win a Grammy. Is that too much, you think? No, what we'd love to do is just move forward. We are we go where the music takes us. It really feels that way. Going back just to what John was saying about Forever Yours, sometimes these songs write themselves, and it almost feels like the music takes us. It dictates where we go. So it comes out in our writing, and our writing takes us wherever it will take us, and we're ready. We're ready to go.
Who writes the... Well, I'll rephrase that question. That there's a couple of ways that bands work. Sometimes there is someone that comes up with an idea. It might just be a riff, and the rest of the band fill it out. A cooperative approach. And some bands, there's one lead person and everyone else just follows along. How does Vespers 9 work?
Well, we tend to actually write mostly collaboratively. In many cases, it does start with something as simple as a riff and a melody idea. Our guitarist, James, we'll come in, for example, sometimes with just a simple riff, and we will all go right from there and fill it out right at the moment. Other times, we literally just play and explore ideas on the spot in our rehearsal studio, and a song forms from that. We'll either keep it, and it gels very well, and we'll polish it from there, or other times we just dump it and move on. So in our case, it really, I'd say we do it in all those ways that you just described. There are times where we have single musical ideas and melodies are added after, and sometimes we have simple melody ideas and the music is added, and sometimes it all happens at the same time. So
Okay. We're
fortunate that way. We could do it any which way.
All right, but how about the words? Is there a wordsmith in the band?
Well, generally, John, being the lead singer, will write many of the lyrics for the songs. I'm also a lyricist. I've wrote some of the lyrics for a few of the songs on the album. So, in essence, he and I will handle most of the lyrical content. But again, as the lead singer, he writes primarily most of the lyrics.
John, comments on that? Do you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, "I've got it, I've got the lyrics"?
Have you been in my house?
That actually happens.
That happens all the time. How did you know that? Yeah, my wife will wake up, I'll come back to bed and say, "What are you doing?" I'll be in the laundry room, like, recording something on my phone. Like, what the heck are you doing? You got to do it when it's fresh.
Yep.
So,
when the inspiration hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
But man, you hit it right on the head.
You know, I've talked to musicians that have mulled over lyrics for.
You've done this before, haven't you, Simon?
Only once or twice. But no, I've talked to musicians that have taken a year, 2 years, even longer to craft lyrics to fit a song. And I've talked to musicians that go, "Oh, I don't know, I just have this tune in my head, and the words flow out of the pen."
Yeah, I think we'd fall into the category of the latter.
Yeah.
I've never taken a year to write a song, but I think definitely we tend to have the ideas and they'll flow pretty easily. I keep saying I think sometimes the music writes the lyrics and sometimes the lyrics write the music, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a very creative thing to experience, and I personally can't get enough of it. So,
one of the things I took away from listening to the album was the musical influences, and you didn't mention them. Neither of you mentioned the band, but I saw Queen in your history.
Yes, you're very right. Queen is a great influence. They were a great band. I mean, vocally, musically, you name it, they were geniuses, I think. And I would say that for many of us in the group, Queen was definitely an influence, for sure. Toto, Kansas. You know, we loved those bands that had a lot of creativity in all areas and a lot of talent. And it's hard not to look up to groups like that. But Queen, definitely.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock, and we're definitely flat out of time. So, Grisel and John, I want to wish you all the success with your new CD, and I do hope that we can keep in touch. I would love to find out what happens to Vespers 9.
Well, thank you, Simon. It was our pleasure to join you today, and we appreciate the time, and we would love to come back anytime you'd like us back.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Okay, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. We'll be back again with another week in reviews soon. Till then, goodbye.